Stanley's Coffee House at Barker and Stonehouse on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So my first visit to Stanley's was a couple of weeks back, recording a video which you may have seen on our Facebook page for our local radio day. I should point out what a warm welcome your team gave me, so thank you very much to those guys. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely establishment. For those that haven't experienced it, tell us more.
Yeah, well, today, Chris, it's our six-month anniversary. We started trading on the 2nd of December, obviously at Barker and Stonehouse at Nairs. We're just outside the St James Retail Park, and we've had a great 6 months. And I'd just like to thank all the listeners that have been to see us, tried our food and our drink, and we've enjoyed having it, and we look forward to many more months of doing the same thing. It's been really interesting. The last month, the floor that we're on, which is the first floor, has been totally refurbed by Barker and Stonehouse. Their visual team's been in and completely changed the floor, and it looks fantastic, as you would expect from Barker and Stonehouse.
Yeah.
And that's added to our clientele's experience, both at Barker and Stonehouse and at Stanley's, Chris.
Now, I'm a coffee fan. I really like my coffee, like proper coffee. I had a lovely, lovely cup. Was it Holly, part of your team there?
That's Holly, yeah. Holly's our manageress.
Big smile and a brilliant brew from Holly, so thank you to her. But you do a lot more than just coffee and cake, which are superb, but there's more to you than just that, isn't there?
Yeah, we just feel that the experience that we want everyone to have at Stanley's is about coffee. That's one of the main ingredients, but it's the food element as well. And as we move into summer, Chris, we've changed a bit of the menu, and we've put some really special dishes on. And one of our really high flyers, you might say, at the moment is our Serrano ham and Yorkshire asparagus bruschetta, which we serve with some nice fruit salsa and a balsamic glaze. And the Yorkshire asparagus is from the Johnson's Greengrocers in Wetherby. That's flying out alongside the smashed avocado, which we've talked about before, and the wife is still smashing the avocados, Chris.
Smashing them avocados left, right and centre. So I'd imagine you get a nice group of people that pop down and have a delicious lunch. Taking photos left, right and centre for Instagram and Facebook, no doubt.
Yeah, we see people who come, and the cameras, the phones are flashing here, there and everywhere, taking photos of themselves, the food and us. And it's a really, really friendly family atmosphere, as you hopefully experience through the week, Chris.
It was very, what I'll say about the place, it's very cool, but without being pretentious.
Yeah, as a small, tiny family business, it's my wife and I. We just want people to come and enjoy themselves, and we want to enjoy serving them. And yeah, we're doing that, Chris.
Absolutely. What else for the summer months have you got lined up?
Well, we've got a couple of drinks on, obviously, as we move into summer, which is, you know, obviously we're now in June. Not that you can tell from the weather outside, Chris.
It's not been consistently hot, has it?
No. We've had, we're still having people hanging up their coats and their hats. So, but we've got a banana smoothie on, which is obviously a banana and milk, and is really, really healthy. And a raspberry booster, which we serve, which is 300 mils of really freshly squeezed orange juice. We squeeze the oranges every day. We put a banana in there, and then we put 4 ounces of fresh raspberries in there, and then we blitz it up. And that flies out. Lovely, lovely reddy, pinky colour from the raspberries. Really fruity with the banana, and the fresh orange juice is obviously adds to the healthy side of it as well.
Wonderful. Now, I am a little bit irritated, though, with your wife, and for one very pleasant reason, and that is I made it quite clear I'm trying to lose a few pounds, right? I'm doing like a fat fighters club, and yet she put in front of me this absolutely delicious, like a millionaire shortbread, caramel shortbread thing, and it was just superb.
Well, yeah, we're very fortunate that my wife is obviously a very well-trained and experienced pastry chef, having worked in lots of really, really good places around the UK, and she's brought that to Stanley's at Barker and Stonehouse, and our cake trade is fantastic. I know everyone tries to eat healthy these days. Doesn't always work, Chris, I'm afraid.
When you're having a treat, that's the place to go.
Yeah, those trays sometimes are quite heavy when we're carrying them out with the cakes on.
So I'll say again, if you haven't seen Stanley's, you can see glimpses of it on the video that was recorded at Stanley's. I was down there being very peculiar, pretending to be on the radio, but that will make sense when you watch the video, which is on our Facebook page for Local Radio Day. And once again, for those that haven't yet visited, where can we find you?
We're based at on the first floor at Barker and Stonehouse, which is just outside the St James Retail Park at Knaresborough. You can see us from the roundabout. and we're open from 10 o'clock at weekdays, 9 o'clock on Saturdays and 11 o'clock on Sundays.
I wish you a very happy 6 month birthday, and here's to many, many more months and years successfully down there as well.
Well, me too, Chris. It's good to be here, and it's been great over the last 6 months, and we look forward to welcoming you and Stray FM back anytime you wish.
I will hold you to that. Thank you, Matthew.
Pleasure. Nice to be here.
Stanley's Coffee House at Barker and Stonehouse on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.